Republican State Senator Mike Ellis says he has done nothing illegal. A conservative activist captured Ellis in a hidden camera video talking about raising money for a super PAC to attack his Democratic opponent this fall. It's illegal for a candidate to coordinate with political action committees or outside groups. So what impact might the video have on Ellis's reelection campaign? WUWM's Bob Bach posed that question to UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim.
What do you make of the Mike Ellis story that broke late yesterday? For instance, how much national attention do you think this might get?
Maybe a one-day story on certain news stations, but it was frankly pretty amazing to see that kind of stuff on video. But it points out the fact that you cannot do things anymore without somebody taping you.
Well, let's look at some of what Ellis himself had to say about this, and the most notable of those statements would be that this is not something he really intended once he realized that it was illegal. Do you think that's an honest statement?
That's a good question. It's like reading a person's mind. You could take him at his face value, but frankly, if you watch the video, he sounds like he's intending to do it or at least thinking about it. You know, saying something and doing something is two different things.
The individual that made the video described as a conservative. Why do you think he did this, naming another Republican who is a conservative?
My initial reaction was a challenge from the far right. If you're trying to damage somebody, you know, this is certainly something that's going to do that. Either it would serve the purpose of somebody challenging him in a primary, which I don't think there's a lot of time to jump into a race unless they know somebody's out there. The alternative is it could help a Democratic opponent who he has already.
Give us just a quick snapshot of that district. Is it fairly split between Republicans and Democrats, or has it in recent years been leaning more Republican?
It leans Republican. I think that district was very close. I don't think President Obama carried it in the last election.